and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
God will use us to extend His rule in our particular field of endeavor. How is He going to fill the earth with His glory? Through each one of us and the church all over the world, by Him extending His rule through you into your domain. You may be in the domain of politics, in the domain of entertainment, in the domain of sports, in the domain of education, in any domain, but how will He extend His rule? He will extend it through you, extending His rule into your domain. A few weeks ago, I mentioned about, you know, somebody that you rub shoulders with every day on your job, one at least ought to come to church. Amen. You ought to invite them. You know, when I say come to church, there ought to be something they know about God that they didn't know about God before they met you. You've known them for 10 years in your domain, but they still don't know what you believe. They still don't know anything about you, and you've never, amen, impressed anything upon them. You've not taken dominion in your domain. Because why? Taking dominion is extending Christ's rule. People ought know what you stand for. And ultimately, God will have them to respect you, even if they don't like you. Even if they're uncomfortable with Christ in you, they'll respect you. God said, I'll make your enemies be at peace with you when your ways please me. But it's your part to take dominion in that domain. Stop being ashamed of the gospel. The world will try to make you think this is just a religion, like all other religions, a crutch, you know, phony. Yeah, I would join the church, but, you know, you got so many hypocrites. Ain't not one hypocrite in the church, in the true church. Now, there can be hypocrites in the building. You see, but people make excuses. The church, man, church all messed up. Look at all this stuff going. Well, they were wrong. That don't mean that Jesus was wrong. And there's still a breed without greed. There's still some people that live for God. There's still a remnant church, a real church throughout the earth that hadn't compromised a whole bunch of stuff. Amen. Those are all ploys of the devil to get people to look at the church cockeyed and say what it ain't. That's a lot of times somebody's excuse not to really submit themselves to God. But we are without excuse. Your vocation, let me bring it into our modern day language. Your job and your life have to become God's territory of rule. You can't live for me. You don't go where I go. I don't go where you go. But your job that you work every day, your life that you live every day, has to become God's territory for rule. Now, if you have the wrong pattern, and there is a very dangerous pattern being propagated today, and I'm not saying that one person or one system of beliefs is right in this sense, but there's a message about grace today that crosses over, that goes outside the boundaries. When a message of grace is so full of grace that you can't say that anyone is going to go to hell, or that you can't judge that anyone is wrong. Well, wait a minute. Today, people will tell you if you say something is wrong, they say you're judging. No, let's back it up. Let's back it up a moment. I had no part in writing this Bible. Woe is unto me if I don't preach it. So in there, it talks about we judge all things. See, it's not a matter of you judging people. It's God judging sin. But this message today tries to push that out of the picture so that everybody's okay and is free. You're free to do anything and God still loves you. And you know, God will love you. Let me say there's four steps here to step off the cliff into hell. God will love you the first step. God will love you the second step. God will love you the third step. He don't love you any less. God will love you the fourth step when you fall over. He didn't stop loving you. It was a choice you made. God didn't send you there. You chose there. Hello? People thought, God is too merciful and kind to send anyone to hell. Well, why did he speak so about hell and separation from him and the wages of sin that are death? What's happened in our day and time in this new age where Eastern mysticism and yoga principles and all this mystical stuff has infiltrated the true gospel. Till now, it's watered down to where, you know, people say all roads lead to Rome. Maybe so, but all roads don't lead to heaven. Hello? Like it or not, all religions don't lead to God. There's only one true God. There's only one God. All the rest are phonies. All the rest are fallen spirits, amen, disguising themselves because they want worship. But they are liars. They are deceivers. There's only one God. And there's only one way to him. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man can come unto the Father except by me. I am the door to the sheepfold. Anyone that climbs up any other way is the same as a thief or a robber. Don't you lose that. Don't you leave that foundation. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We have no compass. We lose our direction. We compromise with anything. Thank God for his word that is settled in heaven, hidden in our hearts, that we might not sin against him. Call it old-fashioned if you want to. Call it old school. That's right. There's some stuff you can never leave. There's some stuff that'll never change. Sin is sin. I don't care how you try to fix it, how you spell it, it means the same thing. But how often do you hear it over the pulpit? Everything you hear today is about self-help. Becoming a better you. No, you need to die to you. In your flesh there dwelleth no good thing. How you gonna fix that? You gotta die and be born again. You can't fix something that can't be fixed. It needs some new parts. You need to be born again. Not by man's hands. Not by joining a church. It's got to be a God encounter. And let me take it a little further. If God don't choose you. See, it's not you choosing God. When I got saved, no, God chose you. He said, for you did not choose me, but I chose you. That means some of y'all on thin ice. The day that you hear his voice, he says, don't harden your heart. Because you know, that invitation might not be always. Hello? Why you feel a stirring? Why you feel a pricking of your heart? That's the time you say yes to the Lord. Because some folk harden their heart. Some folk harden their mind. Some folk try to get tough with God and then God turn them over to themselves. That's the worst thing in the world could happen to you. God turn you over to yourself because you don't know the way. We need to some degree get back to the old landmarks. And it's not that we become sin conscious, but the world needs to hear this. Because see, it's not just joining a church. A lot of people try to get saved just through saying a prayer, but there's no repentance. There's no godly sorrow. A lot of folks just sorry they got caught. Come on, there's a difference. Somebody just sorry they got caught. So they cry a little bit, but no real change of the heart. See, there's got to be a circumcision of the heart. It's got to be a God encounter. I can't speak for you, but I know what God did for me. When I got saved, I know what mess I came out of. I was a mess. I was in a mess. I had some deep roots in a mess. Bound by stuff I couldn't get out of. Had no mind to get out of. When God started convicting me, I got so troubled because I knew I couldn't break none of this stuff. And when God started dealing with me, the devil tried to make it worse. He started sending people my way to get me into deeper stuff. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the gift of repentance. How many know it's a gift? See, God got a plan. I don't know about you. I wouldn't give nothing for my journey now. I said, nothing for my journey now. I don't care all that stuff that's left behind. But we're to subdue. We're to subdue and rule. Subdue and rule. You have to settle this issue with sin. We just read that Jesus, his body, was circumcised for the sins of the flesh, so that the sins of the flesh and sin would have no dominion over you. What difference is it if we are just sinners saved by grace and no different from the world? Is our God weak? Is his hand short that he cannot save? Do I have to still be smoking marijuana, smoking cigarettes, and drinking and partying and all that, and still try to have a testimony that God saved me? Or has he paid the price for all that stuff? Has he circumcised me from that stuff? Come on, help me out here. Sin will have no dominion over you. You know, sin has dominion over Satan. Satan's not at the hierarchy. At the hierarchy, there is sin. Then there's Satan. He's bound by it. He's in utter darkness. When God came to you, he delivered you. It doesn't mean that everything in your life is perfect. You'll never have perfect, because, you know, your feet get dirty. Hello. Back in the day, the disciples' feet got dirty. Jesus took one day and girded himself with a loincloth, took a basin, and began to wash their feet. Is that right? And he said, this you should do for one another. Peter said, Lord, you're not washing my feet. He said, Peter, if I don't wash your feet, you have no part with me. He said, Lord, wash my head, wash my hands, wash my back, wash me all over. He said, no, just your feet. Because your feet represent your walk.
We have come to the close of part 5 of 10 Dimensions of Man's Call. The 7th dimension of man's call is to subdue and to rule. As children of God, we are called to have dominion in every domain. Sin has dominion over Satan. We saints need to repent and ask God to cleanse us. Psalms 110 verses 1 through 2 says, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion.
Thus this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida. This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.